123-113 final score. Lakers over the Pelicans now 28-7 on the season. Pelicans dropped to 11-24. Lakers with a four-game winning streak. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It was Anthony Davis's night tonight. How impressive is AD? And I know that, okay, it's easy to just kind of start talking about AD naturally because of his 46 points and 13 rebounds. I love what KCP said. He hopped on with John Otto, Michael Thompson right after the game, talked about it's his defense. It's what he does on the defensive end. He's our foundation on defense. He's our catalyst on defense. But nights like tonight, by the way, he had three steals and a block to go with his 46. But his efficiency on offense is also just next level. 15 of 21 from the field, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. I definitely appreciate watching Anthony Davis and LBJ on a night-in-night-out basis where before they were Lakers, we don't get a chance to watch them every single night. So to see Anthony Davis and to listen to Staples Center chanting MVP, all that kind of in one of those games where, of course, he's playing his former team. There's a lot of storylines about Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart coming back to Staples Center. Anthony Davis just goes out on the floor and just reminds everybody in that trade, there's a reason why that trade went down. There's a reason why Anthony Davis wanted out of New Orleans. And there's a reason why the Lakers sit at 28-7 with the best record in the Western Conference. And it has to do with Anthony Davis and LeBron James tonight. It's all AD. It's kind of comical because when I want to hype up Anthony Davis, the way I'm hyping him up, LeBron another 15 assists tonight, two rebounds shy of a triple-double along with his 17 points. There were some similarities to this game as there was against the Phoenix Suns. You know, sometimes the one concern I have about the Los Angeles Lakers is, do they have that killer instinct? Do they have that, all right, we smell blood in the water, let's go for the kill? And the last couple games, there were a lot of similarities. What I mean by that is entering the fourth quarter, Lakers had a 22-point lead in both of these games. In this fourth quarter, Lakers were outscored 30-18. In the last game against the Phoenix Suns, kind of a similar sequence there where the Lakers took a big lead and the Phoenix Suns took it all the way down to 7. I think actually Pelicans got this one all the way down to 7 as well. The killer instinct part is the one area that we watch this Lakers team, and it's easy to say, all right, we're giving up too many leads. We get the leads. We dominate most of these games, kind of put ourselves in a position where, you know, you think Anthony Davis and LeBron James are just going to be able to chill on the bench in the fourth quarter and get some rest. That hasn't been the case with the Lakers. That's the one area that you'd like to see them improve on. When you close out games and you close out teams and you take advantage of certain moments and situations and predicaments where you can let your main players rest, it didn't happen against the Suns. Both AD and LeBron played 38 minutes, and tonight LBJ gave 37 minutes. Anthony Davis played 38. You try and kind of think in your head, you're like, all right, well, how does this keep happening? Because it's not just these last two games. There have been other games, too, where the Lakers were able to put big leads, get big leads, and then start giving some of those leads away. But in my mind, as the season progresses, you're going to play better quality teams. And these games now that you're able to take advantage of and get big leads, you're not going to be able to do that against the Houston Rockets on the road or the Philadelphia 76ers, the Boston Celtics, the Dallas Mavericks. Those four teams I just point out because I know we got road games against all those teams in January. Fantasy Springs, caller of the game, need a break from the everyday. Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win. 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. I'll propose a couple questions to Laker fans. And as always, you know, obviously we want to hear from you guys. Do you think the Lakers lack this killer instinct? Does it concern you at all that they allow teams to just get back into the game even though they have a big lead? The phone number is 877-710-ESPN. And then one other question I'll propose out there is AD better than you thought? Is Anthony Davis, when we first got him from the Pelicans, did you think he was going to be obviously one of the best players in the NBA, but has he even surpassed that? I think for me, I knew how good he was. I knew how good he is. Did I think at this level on both sides of the floor, on defense and on offense, probably not to this level? 877-710-ESPN is the phone number. Danny Green had 25 points for the Lakers, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Kyle Kuzma chipped in with 10 points off the bench. And LBJ, like I mentioned, with the 17 points, 15 assists, and 8 rebounds for the Lakers. 28-7, what does that give the Lakers? That gives them, obviously, the best record in the Western Conference. And now you got to just kind of keep looking at the big picture for the Los Angeles Lakers. Big picture is this. It's nice to obviously get wins at home when you're supposed to do it. It's nice to beat up on teams that you're supposed to take advantage of. The Suns, the Pelicans, the Detroit Pistons coming up on Sunday, and then the New York Knicks coming up on Tuesday. So all those are things that you want to see. All those are things that you expect to see. You expect the Lakers to just take advantage of these teams. But a lot of times it also had to do, brought this up to Michael Thompson, it's how you win. And the Lakers are obviously so dependent on these two unbelievable players in LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But sometimes the concern is, okay, well, what is the bench going to give you if LBJ and Anthony Davis are not on the floor? Are you going to have issues closing out games? Or, and I'm not even talking about growing leads, but just sustaining leads. And so far, I think this season, it's pretty apparent that AD and LeBron either both have to be on the floor or one of those guys have to be on the floor for the Lakers to have success. And actually, most of the time, it's LeBron James has to be on the floor. And, you know, when I kind of sit back and I talk about, okay, that's 4 wins in a row, you're atop the Western Conference, but we're always going to think big picture because this team's supposed to win an NBA championship. So I can't, you know, I can't sit here and say, well, a win is a win, and if they get the win, that's all that matters. I can't do that because we know that we want to be playing deep into June, and that if there's areas of their game right now that's lacking, it's okay for us on a post-game show to call some of those things out, because the hope is that they're going to improve on it. Because when you start taking on the best of the best in the Western Conference or the NBA, the expectation is you got to beat these teams because it's championship or bust. We got another shot against the Los Angeles Clippers on January 28th, but there's a lot of games in between. And I know that that's always going to be the game that we're going to point to and that we're going to look at and that we're going to spend a lot of time comparing ourselves to the Clippers. But these other games against lesser opponents are also opportunities for the Lakers to gain a killer instinct or give some of their big-time players, give them some rest. And the Lakers haven't done that these first two games of this homestand where we thought they certainly would. If you're looking for the very best pre- and post-game, go check out the incredible Hotel Figueroa at the corner of Fig and Olympic with $5 drafts on game day. Make it your pregame spot. Make it your postgame spot. Make it your spot anytime you're in LA Live, just 2 blocks away from Staples Center, Hotel Figueroa. When we come back, let's do this. I know a lot of Laker fans want to get on the postgame show, so I'm going to take some of your guys' phone calls, and then we'll also hear from Anthony Davis, who poured in 46 points for the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers over the Pelicans, 123-113. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA, 710.
So here's Brandon Ingram on the other end, blocked by JaVale McGee. No whistle.
Wow.
Brandon thought he got fouled. Instead, New Orleans will get the ball underneath their basket out of bounds.
That's a heck of a block to avoid the foul by JaVale McGee.
Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk. Lakers, 4 blocks on the game. Actually, kind of a surprise stat here. The Pelicans, 10 blocks. 10 blocks to 4. We don't usually lose that category, but the only stat that really matters is if the Lakers won or they didn't. But they did. 123-113 over the Pelicans, 28-7 on the season. I do want to hear from some Laker fans. So a couple topics that I brought up. Your thoughts on Anthony Davis so far this year. He's better than I thought. And I know that I know people are going to sit there and say, what do you mean he's better than you thought? Everybody knew he was a top 5 player walking into this Lakers team in his 8th season in the NBA. But when he got traded from the Pelicans to the Lakers, you know he's going to put up big numbers. I think I would say I'm more impressed with what he does and his ability on the defensive side than I ever thought. And I wasn't watching Pelicans games every night. And then he could just have nights like this where he gives you 46-13 and the crowd at Staples Center is showing their appreciation and chant MVP just like they should for Anthony Davis. Mike, we're going to start with you in LA. You're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Mike.
Yo, how you doing?
Good, man.
AD is exactly who AD is, and exactly the player that he was in Kentucky, a defensive specialist. So the Lakers got exactly what they wanted, defense, offense, and you have to understand he rested a whole year, so his offensive game is even more on point. This is a seven-footer that can shoot three-pointers, efficiency, everything. Amazing player.
Yeah, Mike, it's funny when if you're listening to Ireland MT when they do the broadcast, John always has MT. He's like, is there anything this guy can't do? They try to find flaws, and it's not very easy to find flaws. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN if you want to be a part of the post-game show. Jason in L.A., you're on the Lakers post-game show.
Alan, I think you're doing a great job. I wanted to touch bases on Anthony Davis. I noticed a couple of years back when he in the All-Star games, he was constantly almost the MVP with being able to, the ability with his athleticism to score at the rim. So I wanted to touch base on that. That slam dunk was awesome. Also wanted to touch base on the Lakers giving away leads. That's one of our Achilles heels. We need an extra piece. Obviously, if we don't get an extra piece and everybody plays better, that's good. But we don't want to overwhelm every single show on them losing the lead. We're doing well this year, even though we didn't win against the great teams. Doing a great job, Alan. Keep the job up.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jason. I certainly don't try to walk in the postgame show and say, okay, well, you're blowing a 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-point lead. What I do try to do is that could be a problem down the road, and that's the only thing that you fear. Anthony Davis and LBJ, there were points in that fourth quarter where, you know, we're all watching them play saying we couldn't have wrapped this up with 9 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. So I think that's where some of that comes into play. All right, Anthony Davis in the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, talking about the Lakers' 10-point victory over the Pelicans.
All right, AD, 46 tonight, 41 in New Orleans. Frank said today he seemed like it was just another day to you. He didn't say you seemed like you put any additional emphasis on it. But what was tonight about in that sense offensively, the kind of rhythm you got into?
Like Coach said, it was just another game for me. I think the first game in New Orleans was definitely a lot more emotions. You know, not only going against my former team, but, you know, playing in that arena again. And then, you know, tonight, I think my teammates just, you know, gave me great opportunities and put me in great position to score the basketball. You know, I don't think I did anything special. I didn't prepare any differently. Just came out and just played basketball.
And so the LeBron combo to you, assisting your baskets, has led the league for all season. I think it was eight. It was eight assists tonight towards your field goal. So what is that? How has that chemistry developed so quickly? And what are you guys looking for specifically on the court where you're getting so many looks from him?
We do a great job of finding each other, you know, more so him finding me than me finding him. And he gets on me a little bit about that. But I think, you know, just in that two-man game pick and roll, it's tough to guard when you have a guy like LeBron coming downhill at the big and then, you know, me rolling to the basket. You know, you kind of have to pick your poison. He does a great job of reading it, when to pass it, when to go finish. So it's been effective, and, you know, we're constantly learning each other and trying to get better and find ways to score other than the pick and roll. But it's been very effective for us.
AD, Frank said that he felt like your 46 tonight was a little bit more organic within the flow than the 41 in New Orleans force fed less. Do you feel like that maybe represents your growth and your comfort and your role with this team?
I didn't, even though we won a game, I don't like playing that way where you're just, you know, kind of forcing me to fall. I knew the situation, obviously, and, you know, my teammates wanted me to play well against my former team the first time. But I think it was just more fun. We just run the offense, and, you know, the ball just happened to come to me in positions where I was able to score. But, I'm finding my way. I mean, you know, obviously we're a good team. We got a lot of players who can score the basketball and players who can play. And we just in a flow and in a groove right now where everybody's clicking.
You think the first time around, that kind of sort of force-feeding type of thing, do you think that was a function of how emotional that game was, and maybe that didn't happen this time because it was there wasn't that feeling?
Yeah, I was running down just trying to get in the post and just score. Like I say, it was an emotional game for me. I was wanted to play as, you know, as good as possible. as I can. And tonight, like I said, I didn't have that many emotions because I got that out of the way in the first game. And it was just, like I said, another game where we just come out and play and did whatever I can to try to get the win.
Your three-point shooting has kind of ebbed and flowed this season. And on a night like tonight, when you're getting to the foul line and finding that groove, does that give you a little extra confidence to step out? Or is that, or any correlation there?
I mean, I'm going to shoot it regardless whether I'm making or missing, but, you know, the first one that I shot, you know, was long, and it felt good. So the next ones I knew that probably go in, and, you know, I've been with, you know, Coach Phil and Coach Mike, and, you know, they've been knowing me about continually shooting them. And so I just kept shooting and just trusting my shot, you know, not shying away from it. And if I'm open or I'm in rhythm, I'm going to let it fly. And, you know, tonight it went in.
Yeah, I would say he was in rhythm. He was okay. Keep shooting the ball, AD. You know, sometimes what's more ridiculous, you could have players like James Harden can give you 50 points. I know I was target Harden, but was he efficient? AD, 46 points, 15 to 21 from the field, 13 to 13 from the free throw line. So obviously it doesn't get more efficient than that. Injured, need a win? Go to my guy Brad Wallace at the Wallace Firm. Proven trial lawyers who can get you a W for your case. If you're injured, get the W. Call 844-844-WINS or WallaceWINS.com. No win, no fee, 844-844-WINS or WallaceWINS.com. Lakers with the W, 123-113. Want to do two things when we come back. Number one, take more of your Laker phone call, so I'll make sure to focus on that. And I want to talk about Danny Green. Not just what he did tonight, but his expectations as we move forward through the rest of the season, because there's always a spotlight on Kyle Kuzma and how he needs to contribute more. I think there should be just as big of a spotlight on Danny Green. Tonight he came through, but we got to see it on a more consistent basis. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. John in Studio City on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, John.
You know, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It really feels good to actually hear some talk about Killer Instinct, because I haven't heard any Killer Instinct talk in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Lakers to be able to develop it, it takes me back to Kobe and Shaq, to that first year that they won a championship. The one thing that they had to overcome was the Killer Instinct to put teams out when you were supposed to put them out and don't allow them back in the game. I feel like the Lakers, they're just better than other teams, and they know they're better. And so to develop a Killer Instinct, they have to go against the juggernaut. So that's why we talk Clippers and these measuring sticks. And, you know, Anthony Davis.
And John, real quick, before you go any further, you know, one thing I would say is that's why I want them to learn that killer instinct. Do it against these teams so that by the time you play, they got four games on the road this year or this month at Dallas, Houston, Philadelphia, and Boston. Those are all going to be tough games. And then you still got the Clippers this month. Get that killer instinct when you're playing the Suns, so AD and LeBron don't have to play in the fourth quarter. Do it against the Pelicans when you're up 22 going into the fourth. That's what I'm referring to about a killer instinct. I want them to have that so you can kind of learn from these in the games you're supposed to win, so that when you take on these big-time opponents later on, you're more prepared for it.
I totally agree with you. It's just that the Lakers are just better than the
I know.
Suns.
No, I know, and they know they're better. You know, I think they get bored sometimes. John, stay on the line real quick. You're our Fantasy Springs caller of the game. Congratulations. You're tonight's Fantasy Springs Resort Casino best caller. A quick 2-hour drive to the Palm Springs area for championship golf, world-class entertainment, 24-hour Vegas-style gaming, nightclubs, and hotel. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. Look, I mentioned it to MT in the pregame show. MT mentioned it to KCP when they were doing their interview. I really do think the Lakers get bored. But that's not a good trait to have. Do I know that the Lakers are better than a lot of these teams that they face? I do know that. We know that. They know that. But at the same time, you want them to take care of business and then start kind of moving on and turning to the next page. So, John, good call there. Mario in Compton. Mario, you're on the Lakers Pulse Game Show. Go ahead, Mario. Mario, you there, buddy?
Yeah. I just want to also talk about the killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it is teams play up to the Lakers' potential. You know, the Lakers are so good, and they're the Lakers, so teams want to take them out. So when they play these teams that are not on the same level as the Lakers, they're going to play. It looks like LeBron kind of takes the pedal, you know, kind of takes it how can I say it? He really doesn't even try in the fourth quarter because they already have a lead. And these other teams are just trying because they're the Lakers. You know, everybody feels like they have something to prove. against the Lakers.
Yeah, and it almost, Mario, it kind of puts the Lakers in a position where you literally can't take a night off, you know, and that's a compliment to the Lakers, but it's also going to be a challenge every single night. And I get it. I understand. You know, when you're playing the Pelicans or you're playing the Phoenix Suns or there's other teams on the schedule you're not going to get up for. They got the Detroit Pistons coming up, then the New York Knicks. These aren't big-time games. And we've seen the Lakers get up for some of these big-time games. But I would just love to see the Lakers put themselves in a position where some of the key guys can get some rest in the fourth quarter and that, you know, teams have a mentality that if you get down to the Lakers, you don't have a chance of coming back. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured and operated, and with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers lose points in the paint, 68-54. There's another kind of stat that's surprising. Lakers, by the way, you know, they lose points in the paint 68-54, but they shoot 48% from the three-point line, 82% from the free throw line. So we'll take it. It's not every game the Lakers do that well from the three-point line. It's not every game the Lakers shoot over 80% from the free throw line. So obviously those stats are good enough for the Lakers tonight. All right, real quick, I wanted to hit on Danny Green. So Danny Green tonight had 25 points. He had five rebounds and five assists, two steals as well. I could make the argument that this was Danny Green's best game in a Los Angeles Lakers uniform. He had 28 in opening night against the Clippers, but the five rebounds and five assists, just a great all-round game for Danny Green. We talk so much about what Kyle Kuzma is supposed to be doing for the Los Angeles Lakers. We spend so much time saying that, you know, Kuz has got to be more consistent, and how isn't he giving the Lakers 16-20 a night, and it's Kuz, and that happens a lot. I think there needs to be more of a spotlight, too, on Danny Green. You know, expectations for Danny Green when he came to the Lakers was, can he give us 12 to 14 points a game, somewhere around there, and he's really given you 8 to 9 points. Sometimes he'll have 20, other nights he'll have 4. Having some more consistency from Danny Green is going to be key for the Lakers as well. So that pressure shouldn't just be on Kyle Kuzma. Danny Green was on the court with Mike Trudell, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet, talking about his 25-point performance and the Lakers' 10-point victory over the Pelicans.
All right, Danny, so big leads you guys have created the last couple of nights. Other teams always seem to give you their best effort. They're going to keep coming back. What's important about it, kind of retaining or just getting that momentum back to close these games out?
You know, we guys do a better job of keeping locked in and staying focused. Human nature trying to fight it, of not getting lax. Human nature, they're going to continue to fight. So we got to do a better job of staying focused for the full 48, that third quarter, end of the third quarter and early fourth. You know, keeping that same intensity and respecting every team. It was a great ball club. They come in, they scored a high clip. So did Phoenix. And, you know, we got to be on our toes at all times on defense and the floor.
You know, with that said, what has allowed you to open up such big leads? What's been working early?
I just like our energy and our focus from the start. You know, we come in with a little bit of anger, a little bit of chip on our shoulder, protecting home court. We just got to sustain that and try to keep it 48 minutes. It's tough. We know we're about halfway through the season, but we want to get there by, you know, April, May, and June.
You got going early in this one from three, Danny. A lot of your points came in that first quarter. You get your sixth three with about 2 minutes left. What kind of rhythm were you finding, and how were you getting your shots?
My teammates did a great job of finding me, man. You know, Brian gets to the paint, spraying out, and just hit me in the corner. I got easy, wide-open look, rhythm shots in the corner. And once you see one or two go in, it's easy to, you know, let the next ones go confidently. And they continued to find me. Second half, they didn't do as much. They didn't help off the corners as much. But we still got some good looks and got some good rhythm rotations. Everybody was in a good flow.
All right, last thing for you. You guys still haven't lost to a team that's sub 500 this season. Got a couple more coming in here. What's been the important thing about taking care of business?
Against every team. Doesn't matter if they're sub 500 or above. We want to win. Obviously, those games, but even the bigger challenges, we know we got to, you know, be locked in. But regardless of the record, we know each team could beat any team on any given night in this league. And, you know, we got to respect everybody that comes on the floor.
Appreciate it, Danny.
Thank you.
Do you think Danny Green's doing enough? Laker fans, I'll propose a question to you. The phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Is he doing enough for this Los Angeles Lakers team? Tonight, we know he made it happen with the 25 points, the 5 assists, and the 5 rebounds. If you want to talk Danny Green, phone number is 877-710-ESPN. And did you know LeBron James has 51 assists in his last 4 games? We'll hear from LBJ coming up next as well. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. All right, congratulations to our mobile watch our mobile wash winner tonight, Mika Hardwick. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Anthony Davis, 46 points tonight. Hey, pick it up a notch, AD. Can't get to 50? Why are you getting lazy on us, AD? AD was ridiculous tonight, and it's not just him doing against his former team. It's him helping the Lakers win, and that's all that should matter. They're 28-7 now, and taking advantage of teams that are below 500. I say this all the time in the postgame show. It's not perfect basketball, but they're winning, and they're finding ways to win, and there's a lot of good wins that they have this season, and then they have a lot of wins where they're just taking care of business, and that's exactly what they did tonight. Deshaun in Moreno Valley, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Alan, I definitely want to hit in on Danny Green. Mm-hmm. Danny Green laid out the perfect blueprint on how Kuzma, KCP, Rondo need to play. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of just catching it and just shooting, if the defense closes in, give a pump fake, drive to the lane. Now, you can either throw a lob to one of your bigs, or you could throw a teardrop, or maybe swing it out to another shooter. Our leads get blown because they just start one pass, one shot, one pass, one shot. And that is how our leads always get blown once LeBron and AD goes out. Danny Green set the blueprint tonight for that. And they need to watch film and see that. It's more than just his stats. It was eyeball test.
You know, Deshaun, you know, one of the things that MT was talking about in the pregame show, he was saying that the NBA obviously gets so caught up in the three-point shot now. And I get it. There's every statistic that you could think of. But what's lost is, if you're not hitting the three, just taking a couple dribbles in. Lakers, by the way, shot almost 50% from the three-point line tonight. So tonight's not a good example. But they've had games where they shoot 25 to 30% from the three-point line. But I think what you were referencing there is just get to the basket. Just try and make the right basketball play. And Danny Green did that tonight. We just got to see it more consistently from Danny Green. Kuzma gets so much heat for not doing it on a consistent basis. And there's other players on this Lakers team, role players, that get by and nobody says anything about them. Danny Green's got the capability of giving you 12 to 14 a night. And even tonight, you know, the Lakers bench, which I know Danny Green's a starter, but I kind of lump all the role players and the role players and the bench players. To me, it's the same thing because it's LeBron and AD and everybody else. Not enough, you know, on a consistent basis that we're hoping for. But still, look, they still put up 123 points. So I'm really obviously just looking to nitpick at something at this point. And when Anthony Davis gives you 46 and Danny Green gives you 25, you're probably going to win a lot of games because you know LeBron is going to continue to make it happen with another 15 assists from LeBron tonight. That's 51 assists in the last four games for LBJ. Here's LeBron James in the locker room, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
LeBron, AD had 46 points tonight. What'd you like most about his game?
Just efficient. Very efficient. I don't think he had one play where it looked stressed. Just efficient from the outset in his jumpers. In the low post, made all, 13 of his free throws. Just another great performance.
Danny Green had 25 points, made six threes. When he's hitting like that, how much does that open up the offense?
Unless when he's hitting like that, we're going to keep going back to him. I mean, he hit five early on, and, you know, just to see him get a shot back going like that, it was definitely, well that we expected. But I know it feels good for him for sure.
You said that the first time he played against New Orleans, he felt like the impetus to want to score and post up and get the ball. And then Frank's opinion of his game tonight was it just all came in a natural flow.
Yeah.
Is part of that flow from your guys' understanding of him and his understanding of the offense? And have you guys made some strides in that area in the last 5 weeks since the last time?
Yeah, I just think this is just the way we play. And he's the recipient of our flow offense because he's just as fast as anybody on the floor. He's more dynamic than anybody that's on the floor with his ability to play in the interior, play in the exterior. He can do so many things, and so he's the recipient of a lot of things that we do offensively.
Do you think he's, from November to now, do you think that there's something he's really gotten better at within the flow of that offense, or he's adjusted?
That's for all of us. I mean, since November, we've all have grown. and figured out ways we can continue to help each other. I think for him, anytime you come from a different program or a different franchise and a different system, it takes a little while to kind of understand how you're going to be as best for the better of the team. And I think, you know, every month AD has gotten better, and the rest of the team has just followed behind that.
Was that the experience that he described of the first time playing in New Orleans being a very emotional day, and then this just being feeling like a regular game? Was that your experience too, after you got out of going back to Cleveland out of the way, then when you play the Cavs at
in Miami?
No.
I don't remember the first time we played them in Miami after playing them in Cleveland, so I don't quite remember that game. I just remember the December 2nd, 2010 game.
AD said that he challenged you guys before just to throw the ball up there and see if he can go get it for those alley-oops. He said he thinks you guys are testing that philosophy now. Do you see that from him, just put the ball anywhere up there and he can go get it and dunk it? He had two highlights tonight.
I mean, some of the best alley-oop finishes are some of the worst passes in NBA history. And Danny Green is now up there as one of the worst alley-oop passes now, but it's finished off because you could throw it to AD anywhere. For me, I just try to put it there where he can just dunk it, and he did that.
All right, that's LeBron James inside the locker room. You know, that chemistry between LBJ and Anthony Davis, obviously it's some of the best chemistry in the league, but it's LeBron James also sent everybody else up. A lot of nights where you see Kuzma, if he goes off for 20, a lot of passes are coming from LeBron. If KCP gets you 15, it's coming from LeBron. Or Danny Green, like he did with 25 tonight, another 15 assists for LeBron James. I know Laker fans obviously appreciate a great passer because Magic Johnson in his days here, you know, in the Showtime era and those five NBA championships and everything else. But LBJ is such an amazing passer, and he sets up so many of these guys. That's why he's so crucial. Even Anthony Davis getting those 46 points, how many of those are coming from LeBron James passes? Now, AD can score with or without LeBron, but some of these other players really, really depend on LBJ. But that's another 15 assists for LeBron James tonight. All right, coming up for the Lakers, you got the Detroit Pistons on Sunday, the New York Knicks on Tuesday, and then the Lakers will go back out on the road. So Sunday's game, it's a 7 o'clock start, so a half hour later than we're usually accustomed to. Usually those games are at 6:30, but 7 o'clock start on Sunday against the Detroit Pistons, which means the pregame show will be at 5:30. Tomorrow morning, the Weekend Warrior Show with Dr. Clapper, that starts at 7 a.m. And quick thank yous to a lot of the people here internally, Adam Bronstein, Jesse Lopez, Rebecca Womble. Appreciate all the Laker fans that tune into our broadcast. This has been the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.